So let's begin.
Let's start with quote number one from Shemi Shmuel. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do the Creator's will. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin of Adam HaRishon. Until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. The correction of this matter began in the generation of Babylon, when separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham and his descendants. Abraham would roam, call out the name of the Creator, until a great community gathered onto him, who are called the people of the house of Abraham. And the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. In the future, the end of correction will be when all become one bundled to do the Creator's will wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Except number two, Rabash, Purpose of Society One. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us. Who needs the Creator for? Except number three, Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house. Each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Action of love, and then we will be able to reach something together. Except number four, Rabash, love of friends too. There is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. Again, sit down. Except number five from Maor Vashemesh. Everyone, please be seated. And let's read together excerpt number five from Maor Vashemesh. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every ten, there is the Shekhinah, divinity, clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and he is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly of Israel.